Hey all, you can't miss this one. We have a new law coming in Ireland. It's passed the first house the other day and it's heading to the second, and it's on hate speech and it is completely nuts, and it's coming to a country near you. So I'm going to go through it really quickly here in just a couple of minutes and see what you think. And also there's a call to action for people to actually begin to respond to this madness. So I think even the people who wore a mask and saved granny and fell for the COVID thing, I think even they would agree that this is insane. So here we go. One key person to credit is Keith Woods, who I believe was off Twitter in the old crazy regime, but he's back on now. And he brought this to everyone's attention widely, and Elon Musk replied to him as to how horrific this potential law really is. And his wording is perfect. Ireland is about to pass one of the most radical hate speech bills yet. Merely possessing so-called hateful material, which could end up being anything, on your devices is enough to face prison time and big fines. Not only that, but the burden of proof is shifted to the accused. This is unprecedented. Who is expected to prove they didn't intend to use the material to so-called spread hate. This clause is so radical that even the Trotskyist People Before Profit opposed it as a flagrant violation of civil liberties, dark times, and I agree totally. Keith then helpfully shares some of the wording, and if you look at this piece here, prepares or possesses material that is likely to incite violence, not actually incite violence, or hatred. Again, that definition can vary hugely, against a person or group of persons on account of their protected characteristics or any of those characteristics. Now, these protected people, I have every sympathy for all kinds of minority groups, any and all, but they are also a way to bring in draconian and absurd legislation under the cover of protected groups. And that's the important thing here. It's the exploiting and the fraudulent kind of use of these protected groups to bring in horrific legislation. And in the other section, the person shall be presumed until the contrary is proved by said person to have been in possession of the material in contravention of section 1 we just looked at. So this is just, quite frankly, it's insane, no matter where you stand on the overall spectrum of these things. Now, there's a great article back in late 2022 from Gripped. By the way, Gripped is the only Irish news media organisation covering this, or any real news, to be quite honest. And the heading was, "This is a law designed to make you afraid." So this is clearly a chilling effect law. So it's going to breach the Constitution. It's inherently absurd and it's unworkable, but it will have a chilling effect, or a propaganda effect, against people who want to discuss things openly and debate issues. And that's the danger. So I'll put the link to this article below to give you the background. But the person who wrote this article, and I won't read through his CV here, but he's an Irish academic, Professor Emeritus at University College Dublin, the foremost Irish university. And you can see some of his details there. So this is being raised by extremely academically and legally educated people, and rightly so. Now, another article recently on this, I love the picture here. Hate speech is one way and free speech is the other. You cannot have all of this hate speech madness in law without completely going the opposite direction of our fundamental constitutional free speech. It's crazy. And they note that it is barely covered by the Irish media, and I found that astonishing. In some ways, the Irish media is simply not talking about this. I mean, it's gone to Elon Musk, who replied on Twitter. Jordan Peterson did some great tweets on it. And it's basically getting known around the world, this Irish law. But the Irish media is pretty much silent, which is incredibly sinister in its own right. So I went and looked at the Dáil Éireann, the Irish kind of parliament debate on this, and I'm putting the link here, so you will be able to go and see yourself. So this is the Irish government source, and Paul Murphy of the People Before Profit party, who have come out with all kinds of madness over the last few years and supported the COVID hysteria to the hilt, And yet they were the ones who managed to come in and put in proposed amendments to take the madness, or at least most of it, out of this bill. But all of their amendments, and they raised the issue that this bill essentially was making thought crimes a reality in Irish law for the first time ever, all of their amendments were rejected. Rejected by the politicians. They all made absolute sense. They were eloquently argued by Paul, in fairness, because they were so self-evidently logical, and they would prevent the abuse of power and the abuse of the law in this matter. But they were all voted down. So everyone wanted this law to be insane, which is very interesting. And there's the link, as I mentioned, so you can go and have a look at the debate yourself. It's quite fascinating. And here's all the votes against these amendments that would have brought some sanity into this law. And here's the names of the politicians who voted against the sanity-bringing amendments. So you can freeze screen and look at all of them. Now, how much of this is ignorance and stupidity, and how much of this is malice? It's hard to say. I mean, some of them, I would guess, know damn well what this thing is about, but many of them may be just useful idiots, as the phrase goes. Now, this from the property pin was really useful and is a call to action. And the property pin gave two links, which I'll share below. One of them's here, and one of them's here for senators and TDs respectively. And these links give the emails of the senators and TDs, and you can simply cut and paste. And I'll show you now how you do this if, as a citizen, you want to oppose this madness. All you do is go to the link for the senators or indeed the TDs, and you just scroll down and you can just select the emails, copy, and then paste into the T or the BCC or whatever field in an email. So you as a citizen can email all of these guys we voted for, apparently, and let them know what you think about this. And this is how democracy works. This is how it should work. And if enough people feedback, these presumably ignorant politicians will realise there's a massive problem with this thing. Moving on to a close now, although I could talk about this all day because I'm a person of ethics, logic and decency who is horrified by thought crimes being enacted into law by the state, and it's something I feel strongly about and a lot more people are beginning to realise. But I'm just going to finish with a comment here. I've redacted the person just in case they don't want this to go out on YouTube. But basically they pulled out some more wording and made the point that given that so many of the big tech companies host their sites out of Ireland, this means that if you sent me a meme over LinkedIn, Facebook, etc., then I am guilty until I can prove my innocence, even if I have not read or condoned the contents of the meme. Talk about insanity. And that's exactly it. This is insanity. I'm not sure where it's originating from. It's being driven from up top, in fairness, and we've had all of our problems that we've discussed at length around COVID, from World Economic Forum to Rockefeller Institute to all of the NGOs and bodies. But all of this essentially comes from the top. It certainly doesn't come from true grassroots. But now they've overstepped in a massive, massive way. So I'd suggest people start paying a lot more attention to what the politicians are at and what's actually being put into law. And remember also, at the risk of hyperbole, but I don't think it is, that a certain Monsieur Hitler back in the 1930s and through the early 1940s, everything he did was technically legal because he made sure that the law was changed in advance to enable everything he did to be legal. So I'd keep that in mind, a bit of historical perspective there. So there you have it, folks. It's time for people to react to this madness, or there won't be anything left to react to. And quick note, huge thanks to my Patreon and PayPal supporters. That's what keeps this show on the road, covering all of the kind of draconian stuff that's going on in the world, the geopolitics. I'll be delving into some of the more interesting climate science in the future, and always covering and getting the message out, avoiding and countering misinformation and disinformation, those two words. Well, that's what I do mostly, is get out clarity, integrate the data, get what's going on in the world and present it in a form that people can understand, and then hopefully take action around with their politicians or with their friends and community. So thanks so much, guys, and anyone else who can support me on Patreon or PayPal or any other format. Really appreciate it. So till next time.